This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
That was a short week. Not so bad, lads.
Yeah, it was. It was a short week.
You know what? As
more
much as
them,
it's great
please.
To have the short week on the back of the bank holiday weekend, isn't it sometimes a bit of a throw when you're coming off the back of a bank holiday weekend and then you're going into a new weekend realising it's not a bank holiday?
That's the grimmest time in the world.
Oh man. Yeah, it's like, oh, we're back here on Monday, not Tuesday.
But it's Friday now.
It is
so
Friday.
Good vibes. I want to try something. You have a fake Stanley.
I do.
Let's call him Barry. And I've got my real Stanley.
Yeah.
And we cheers them and make a noise.
Let's.
To the microphone.
To the microphone. Okay, here we go. 2, 1. Oh, that was satisfying.
Ooh, maybe just
mine
bottom.
Might break now because it's a bit set.
Is it plastic? All right, okay. Just the bottom. Oh.
Ooh, I liked that noise.
That's good, isn't it?
It's a really good noise.
I love when mine just bangs off the table. I'd be banging it off the table just for the crack.
Oh, I'm assuming... mine's fake, so it doesn't have the
fake.
Same. Mine doesn't make the same notes as yours.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah, it is lovely.
It's like
a wind chime.
Yes, that's exactly... Oh, you should just hang Stanleys. That's what you should do.
You know, my friend Niall
porch.
Absolutely despises wind chimes, as in he just thinks that they're the most stupid thing in the world.
What a weird thing to despise.
He gets really upset about people who have wind chimes.
I know Niall, and Niall gets upset about many weird, tiny things.
Wind chimes are very high on his list. Hates them.
And I'm second on that list.
we'll catch you back here Monday. Enjoy the show. Hey, we had a golden ticket winner today.
Oh,
listen
yeah.
For that.
Enjoy.
Here's a good example of how to play the game.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Oh yeah. Dave.
Good morning. What is the crack?
Here we go.
That's Mario's impression of Mario.
Oh, thanks.
Here we go. Here
ready
we go.
For a brand new day. And it's Friday. Welcome to the weekend,
yeah,
everyone.
Nice
thank
one.
God for that.
It's a fresh morning out there. Back on with the jackets.
A fresh morning is a nice way of describing that morning.
Yeah, a bit of an
infinite. A little bit crisp.
A little bit crispy. Yeah. I was in my personal hell yesterday. Totally self-inflicted, of course. I decided it's high time. And you know, you get this notion in your head and you say, I'm going to spend an hour at this now. I said, I'm gonna go through my wardrobe.
I was thinking, was it the wardrobe?
Oh, Jesus. And you know when you're like, I just want to go for a nap, but I can't see my bed.
Yeah.
There's so much crap on it.
I don't think I have a bed anymore.
And there's like a storage area that we have like kind of in the landing that, you know, we're very grateful for because, you know, renting, very tough to have storage. And I don't know what came over me. I was like, I'm going to go through that as well.
No.
Do you know what I'm going to do now while I'm at it?
No.
I pulled out the storage area.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, Dave. I cried twice.
Yeah.
Out of utter frustration.
Yeah, I'm thinking about crying now. Yeah.
I sat on the bedroom floor just surrounded by this hellhole. Just saying, how many plastic or bags did I fill up for charity shops and for recycling clothes? 8.
Dear God.
8.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's the point where you go from being like real precious of, but maybe I'll drop a dress size again.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what's around the corner. I don't know.
So annoying.
To being like, I haven't worn you in 3 weeks. You're gone.
Yeah.
Go. You're
I don't know
charity.
What that is. And I don't mean to sound sexist, but I feel like it is a girl thing where you start one job and you're like, right, I'm just going to start all the jobs now.
Yeah.
Because like my mom can't sit down without kind of standing right back up and go, little bit of a buff off that radiator now. There's a little bit of dirt on it. And before you know it, she's taking off the radiator cover.
Right.
She's doing the skirting boards.
Right.
She's doing the walls. She's doing the doors. She's doing everything.
In the middle of doing the biggest task I've done all year and being in my personal hell, I decided, do you know what's going to calm me down now? A shower.
Yeah.
In the middle of having a shower, I was like, big rubbing.
Yeah. See what I mean?
Rubbing the shower.
It's always the same way.
Then from all the storage area.
If I don't do it now, I'm not going to do it at all. I need to do it.
And then all the threads and the dust coming out from, you know, I mentioned the landing area.
Yeah.
Sure, that needs a Hoover now.
Yeah, exactly. All
well,
these little bits you start
I
to notice.
I was exhausted. You know, it's a tough day's work when you accumulate 12,000 steps and you literally went from work to home.
Are you done?
It's done.
Okay,
it's like
God.
A hotel room.
Right.
Honestly,
grand.
It's like the bloody, I don't know, give me a posh hotel. It's like the Ritz in my room right now. It won't last very long, but for now, all good. But I am exhausted. Worst job ever. We're kicking off with Taylor Swift and Post Malone with Fortnite on Spin.
Can't stop my vibe. Wake up.
Spin's Fully Charged with now.
Stream every episode of The Sympathizer starring Robert Downey Jr. with Nat.
Spin.
This is summer's number one hit music station, Spin. How are you?
What's up?
Oh, it's a big morning. It's a big morning. It's a long time now. I often talk on the show about how I might be one of the only people in the world who still rate music videos. And you always take the mick out of me for this on on the show that I love.
Because she goes home and she watches music video on The Box or The Vault or Kerrang. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing?
We do have the old YouTube on the telly as well. We'd sit there through the ads being like, this is a great one now, Emer, isn't it? Emer's my housemate. This is a great one. Oh, I love this one. That's a great one there from Justin Bieber. There was good cinematography in this, wasn't there? We love a music video. But I feel like the music video stands are coming out in force today, and even those who are not, because there is a hot new music video just dropped, everybody.
Yes.
This is from Sabrina Carpenter, and Say This Is Hot. Oh, it's boiling hot. It's steamy.
It is a little bit like, okay, it's a little bit.
And for anyone, and I mean anyone, who bought into the whole Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan are a PR couple. They're fake.
No.
They're only together for, to make each other more famous. I am going to tell you to go to YouTube and look up Sabrina Carpenter, please, 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 the music video, because you, all those rumours, I think, need to be dispelled with immediate effect.
It's funny because Emma watched the music video and was like, I'm convinced they're in love. I watched the music video, I was like, I'm convinced of the complete opposite. I'm like, you're a sucker, you fell for it, this is what they want.
I don't know, Dave. Essentially, the main protagonist in the music video is Barry Keoghan, her boyfriend. They were first linked in December 2023. He's kind of been following her around the world a little bit. That sounds pathetic. Not in that way, but like he was at the Eras
Tour. Yeah, because she was supporting Taylor, wasn't she?
She's doing a lot of gigs at the moment, obviously, with Coachella. There was even a gig in the UK last week he was pictured at. But in this music video, he's kind of like this real badass criminal who keeps winding up in prison. She keeps bailing him out. She, like, a vibe of the video, she's saying, please, please, stop doing this kind of stuff. I just want you to be at home with me and don't be ruining my makeup, making me cry. Bit of a country twang.
Little bit country.
Please, please, I love this line. Don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. So she's jumping on the kind of country vibe as well there, isn't she?
A little bit. The only reason I think it's a tiny bit country is because producer Callum just got up and did a lion dance.
He made a face of like, oh, because
I feel like you could sing any song and you could do a little bit of a line dance to it.
Well, you think there's a bit of something going on there.
I don't think there. I think this is actually works so perfectly for their PR relationship.
Nope.
Where it was the fact that they were, you know, supposedly together for probably about 2 months now at this stage.
No,
she's
December.
Had that music. December.
They were first linked in December.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think she's had that music video ready to go since December.
Well,
and
that's in that case,
that's how they met. He auditioned to be in that music video, and then they were like, you know what, it'd be good.
Sorry,
he's quite
Barry
big
Keoghan
at the moment.
Does not need to audition to be in a music video.
Of course
video.
He does. He's quite big.
He's one of the hottest actors in the world right now. He does not need music videos for an extra few bob.
I don't think he needs an extra few bob, but I think it's good for his profile to be seen with Sabrina Carpenter, and I think it's good for her to be seen with the hottest actor in the world right now.
Well, I think he's very hot as well, to be honest with you. And there's no. Why do you doubt the fact that she fancies the whole of him? He's gorge.
I think they just help each other.
Well, I think a lot of the haters online are now, after coming around like me this morning, being like, oh, it's all over, they're in love. And I think it makes perfect sense to hire your fella for a music video.
Yeah.
Like, the difference you can see between their chemistry. You know, for example, I remember what was Into You, Ariana Grande, such a sexy music video.
Yeah.
But, like, they were actors, so there was no chemistry.
Okay.
You can see that this is not just a random actor. That's her fella.
Yeah.
And they're having the crack.
I go back to that Friends episode, though, where Joey said, if there's chemistry on set, you've nothing to worry about. If there isn't chemistry, they're getting with each other.
Oh!
That's what Joey said in Friends.
Okay.
Do you remember? Because Chandler then goes to the play and sees his girlfriend and he's like, there was no chemistry at all.
Freaks out. I think it makes total sense to hire your love interest on this. He's literally an actor, number one. That's a good tick, isn't it? You have a really good actor who can play this role that you're asking him to do.
She also says that in the song. She says, I hear you're an actor.
Yeah.
Like
number two, he's really hot. Sorry. Sorry. If that was a girl, you'd probably have an issue.
You're into Barry Keoghan now.
Everyone in the world is this morning anyway. He probably won't invoice you a big bill.
Probably not.
He'll probably be like, it's grand, babe.
Don't worry about it.
Go for a drink later.
Yeah, yeah.
It's grand, it's fine. Maybe buy me a drink or something.
Yeah.
And like chats and crack during the outtakes. You know that that music video probably took weeks to shoot properly.
Yeah.
You know, all that hanging around between
I'd
takes.
Say
that again.
He does her head in.
Oh, Dave.
Do you know what I mean?
You just don't believe in love.
I'd say he does her head in.
Why?
I'd say she thinks he's just so hard to deal with. Like,
no, not at all.
I feel like I know, like me and Barry, I feel like the one thing we probably have in common is our ADHD. And I can just notice that the things he says and does, I'd say she's like, oh, for God's sake.
Leave him alone.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin.
Good morning. I'm going to do my best over the next 2 to 3 minutes to describe something on the radio that is very visual.
Okay.
I'm going to attempt
to do.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to attempt to describe to you and play a few clips of my cousin's Instagram story. Okay. I feel like every family has the one person who's just the funny one. My cousin is my one in the family.
Okay.
He is very, very loud, very funny, quite an interesting person. Okay. Looking through his Instagram story the other day, and I was just dying of laughter. I thought this was hilarious. Bit of backstory. My cousin, his name is Maliki, he works for a tech company called Cisco. Cisco are like a software network cybersecurity company, right? Big tech. That's what you're talking, right? They had a Cisco conference during the week, right? My cousin was there documenting it on his own personal Instagram.
Gotcha.
And I thought this was hilarious, okay? So I want you to picture a very small conference room. Now, Cisco is a massive worldwide company, okay? Like, they got money.
They could, like, you know, set up shop in Europe for this big conference.
I'm sure they
go on for 3 days.
Exactly, yeah. So this was a world, company-wide kind of conference and a kind of a meetup, I suppose, of all the Cisco employees. I want you to picture for this first story that I'm going to play for you. A small conference room, like kind of one you'd find in a hotel.
Yeah.
You know, one of those kind of, when you do like maybe a little course and set up in a hotel, right?
Loads of water and pens lying around.
Yeah, exactly. There's 15 people in it, right?
Okay.
For some reason up the top, just on a normal table, there's a DJ. And stood along the sides are 15 Cisco employees kind of just dancing away, like vibing a little bit away. But obviously there's only 15 people in the room, the lights are on, and it's a bit of a weird vibe. That's just what's going on.
Okay.
So you can imagine some Cisco employees literally stuck to the walls.
I'd say some awkward shimmying, pencil skirts on the ladies, hard to actually have a good groove on.
It's a little bit like, why are they doing this? It's a very, very small conference room. All right, we move on. Into next story, a much, much bigger room, almost the size of like the Three Arena. Actually, what I need you to picture is the Three Arena, but on like the floor. Do you know what I mean? And so there is a lot more Cisco employees here. For some reason, there's this one dude in the middle of all these Cisco employees just break dancing. That's the vibe of the room. And there's a guy break dancing to that song. My cousin's caption on the Instagram story is, "Relax, mate, it's a Cisco conference."
Very good.
The previous story of when he was in the conference room, the caption was, "This is my idea of hell." Then I clicked onto the next story, and it was quite possibly the best Instagram story I've ever seen. My jaw fell to the floor when I saw who the company Cisco got to play for their company-wide conference. Do you know who this is? Do you?
If it is who I think it is, I'm going to lose my life.
Have a listen to who Cisco got to play their company-wide conference. Elton John.
Excuse me?
Was on stage at the Cisco conference.
Sorry.
Who did you think it was going to be?
I don't know. I thought it would have been Cisco.
That would have been great.
Sorry.
That would have been very good.
Elton John.
And not like they're just playing some of his
hits.
He was on stage playing the piano.
Ah, lad.
My cousin's caption, "Elton, you don't need Cisco money."
I can imagine.
You have enough.
Who owed him, who did he owe a favour to?
I have no idea, but I'm also like, Cisco, any jobs going?
Yeah, also spin up your game.
We have our own work drinks tonight, and do you know what our big pull is? What? There'll be a dartboard. Cisco got Elton John.
That's amazing.
And we get a drink token and a dartboard.
and two chicken gouges.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Noah Kahan, Six Season here at Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
We were just talking about my cousin. He works for Cisco, which is a big tech company. They do like software and cybersecurity and things like that. And Cisco put on a giant, like, company-wide, I suppose, conference, right? They all went to this place over in America or UK or somewhere, I don't know, all paid for. And playing on stage at the Cisco conference was the one and only Elton John. And I was
so
like,
random.
This is some seriously big money. However, Emma, you had quite a good point. Why didn't they bring on Cisco? Hell yeah.
I mean, it was right there.
It was right there.
Maybe Cisco needs a few bob more than Elton John as well.
Maybe he wasn't available.
Maybe not.
They had to get Elton John as backup. But it got me thinking of, like, what about other companies? Who would other companies get for their worldwide, for their company-wide conference to play? So I was thinking, for Nickelodeon's worldwide conference, Nickelback.
Oh, there you go.
Do you know what I mean?
Hold on,
that's the kind of vibe I'm thinking of. For, like, you know, Green Giant.
Yes.
Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Right there.
Right.
Little
Yeah.
Lil Wayne's right there.
Amazing.
Lil Wayne
is very good.
I also think Taylor Swift could work in, like, you know, for the tills at Lidl or Aldi just to swiftly move people along.
Ah, very good.
Like, move it.
You'll never guess who I have for the M&M's factory company-wide conference.
Oh, no way.
Marshall Mathers himself,
no
M&M.
For the art and hobby shopper, Eason's, SZA.
Very good. Yeah. Yes, yeah, right very there. Good. I like that.
Jumping.
Ocean Spray, the cranberries. And Benson and Hedges, the chain smokers.
Oh.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It's Spin's Fully Charged, Recharged.
Okay. Artemas, and I Like the Way You Kiss Me on Spin. Emma, Dave and Ashling, 7:48 now.
Oh. And they're off.
We're buzzing about this. It's a new two-day fixture that's coming to Leopardstown Racecourse, and the name is my favourite part of the whole thing.
Carnival de Lep.
Or maybe, I don't know if they pronounce just Carnival.
Just Carnival, yeah.
Carnival de Lep.
Emma only found out yesterday that de Lep was for Leopardstown.
I was like, maybe it's because horses will be lepping around the place. And you were like, no, because it's in Leopardstown, Emma. Leopardstown. Carnival de Lep is happening on the 13th and the 20th of June. It's going to be a vibrant fusion of horse racing, tick. Bingo loco sessions, tick. Street food, tick. Circus performers, tick. And race DJs, another big tick.
Who are you
all
calling
in
a
one
tick?
Event?
Leopardstown.com for tickets and all the info. But we got tickets for you to give away right now.
Yes, indeed. We told you to message us over the word race, and you have to answer your phone in a particular way. We've had a lot of heartbreak and disappointment on this week. So let's hope for the best that you were listening.
Yes.
And you know what you got to do.
Let's go.
Nay!
Nice one, Alex!
Alex, well
Thanks
done. You've just won tickets to Carnival de Lep on the 13th or the 20th of June. Which one are you thinking?
Probably the
13th. Very good. You should get on with it. It's only next Friday. Happy days.
Oh, I'd love that.
Did you think now this morning, when you went to bed last night, you'd be neighing on the radio at, you know,
no,
before 8 o'clock?
No.
Did a little part of you think, God, I hope this is Spin? Or did a little part of you think, what if this isn't Spin?
What if this is my boss?
Part of me was like, God, what if it isn't? But I was like, oh, sure, look.
Well done, gal, and have a great time next week, okay?
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later. Okay, one in the
again?
Bag.
You want to go again?
I know. We do have loads of tickets.
One more.
Go again. Please now. It's all been going so well.
Hello?
Aw, Erin. Erin.
Babe, I'm so sorry. You needed to nail at us.
God's sake, Erin.
I'm luck. Sorry, love.
Good luck. See you later, Erin. Have a great day.
Has there been a day this week where we haven't had someone do
I
that?
I don't even think, not once.
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell? We couldn't have been more clear. Right, will we go again, Callum?
Come on.
Okay. I can't cope with any more heartbreak. Good man, Sam.
Beautiful, Sam. Absolutely beautiful. Congratulations. You're going to Carnival de Lep.
Nice one.
Cheers,
sounds like good crack, doesn't it, Sam?
It does, yeah. Looking forward to it.
Are you already thinking about what you're going to wear? That's what I'd be thinking.
No, I have to have a few seconds thinking about that. I'm not sure.
What would you be looking forward to, Sam? The horse racing, the bingo loco, the street food, the circus performers. Pick one.
The bingo loco, I think.
Oh, okay. Good crack.
Yeah,
good crack. I'll be buzzing for the circus performers myself.
Do you have anything on this weekend, or will you kind of keep it more low-key considering you've all this ahead in the next couple of weeks?
I actually have my work party tonight.
Oh, amazing.
So do we.
So do we. Yeah.
Very good.
Very good. Where are you?
We are in
Temple Bar somewhere on the quay, I think.
Yeah, Temple Bar. Yeah. Where are you?
Are you guys?
We're going to the Odeon.
Very nice.
Nice.
Oh, I love the Odeon. Yeah, we might see it.
See you, Sam.
Good luck, Sam.
Cheers.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bit of giddiness in the air with all of our work parties.
I think so, yeah. I think we'll have to crash the party in the Odeon later on. We'll
that
see.
Sounds good.
We'll do a little review of each one, which is better, the Odeon party or the Spin.
Don't worry,
party.
Sam, we won't show.
Ed Sheeran, eyes closed. It's Spin. Enjoy Carnival de Lep.
No, it spins fully charged, recharged.
Ed Sheeran's eyes closed on Summer's number one hit music station. You're on Spin. How
What's
are you?
What's up? Good morning.
Dave, when is the last time you came to the festival? I know that you've kind of changed your ways over the last few years.
I want to say like 2018 maybe.
And you aren't into it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
It's not a vibe. I don't understand why people enjoy waking up to "What's up, brother?" and like
or
all that
Alan!
Steve.
True, a campsite.
I love a festival. I just hate camping.
See, that's like a lullaby to me. As soon as I'm lying there and I hear "Alan!"
Steve!
I'm like, I'm home. Time to go to sleep.
Yeah.
If you're like Dave and camping isn't your thing, Well, that's grand. There's plenty of ways to go to these festivals. But if you're like me and a camper, you could be camping at Sea Sessions in a few weeks' time and Electric Picnic, which is completely sold out later this summer.
But my favourite is Longitude, which we also want to send you to, because you don't have to camp at Longitude.
Well,
they actually kick you out. They're like, no camping here.
Everyone leave.
Everyone go.
We have the tickets to go to every single one of these festivals. It's one prize. It could really sort your summer out. So if you want to register to play, do so right now, because we really do need to get this away. We're running out of time ahead of all of this kicking off. Sea Sessions starts in Bundoran on the 21st of this month, so it's golden in a WhatsApp now to register. And our number is 087 711 103. WhatsApp us over the word golden, and hopefully you'll be screaming down the phone at us very shortly.
Oh, that'd be amazing if we were like, you just won the golden ticket today, Friday the 7th of June. Woo!
I actually need that lift today.
I would
so
love that.
Please now, come on.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello to you and happy Friday.
Good morning. I was telling you yesterday that I bought a razor the other day and it did not work at all. It was so crap.
You were saying that its only job is to cut hair and it didn't cut hair.
It didn't cut hair. Not
no
on my
good.
Beard anyway. It was really, really bad. And so I rang up the place I got it from and I was like, look, is there any way I can just like get my money back or just put, get a new one or something.
Fair
like
is fair.
Different. I was like, because, right, I know I've used it and you can't sell it now again, but like, it doesn't do what it's meant to do. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And she was like, yeah, but like, is it faulty or is it, you know, is it just you don't like it? And I was like, to be honest, I just don't like it. It's not doing what I wanted to do. She was like, look, as a gesture of goodwill, I'll bring it in and I'll exchange it for you. And I was like, legend. Okay. So I brought it in. So then I got a new one, which was double the price.
Right.
So but obviously I had to pay for the difference or whatever.
Yeah.
And I went home and she told me before, she was just like, oh, so with this razor, you can change the length of it,
the setting,
whatever. So I was like, grand, if I want double, I'll go all the way to the bottom. And I went and I shaved just one up and it shaved everything off.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, oh my God.
The razor that was too good.
It's so good. It's way too good. I feel like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. This one was crap. This one's too good.
Yeah,
I need something in the middle. Oh my God.
I
literally just went like that. Up and every bit of...
You still have stubble, so what did you do? You just left it around your mouth?
It's 5 o'clock shadow, I think. That's
right.
So I went home yesterday and just like shaved it and I was like, oh my God, I'm 4 years old again. It was not good at all.
Do you guys have to... Sorry, I feel like yesterday at this time we discussed men's shaving routines and I was asking other questions. Would you have to do a lot of moisturising then on that part of your skin? Because it would probably get
You're
really
supposed
dry.
To. I never do.
Do you not have real dry skin? You know, you don't have dry skin.
No, I don't. No. I don't know how, but yeah, you're supposed to. You're definitely supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
I think most people are supposed to have some sort of moisturising thing in their daily routine.
I'd be shaving my legs and I'd have to like lather myself moisturiser after. They'd
yeah,
be rotten.
That's gas.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, I shaved once. Then I obviously had to shave the whole thing off because you can't
Major
just
left.
Have one like
yeah.
strip of
You did
no
a good
hair.
Job. You left a bit of a, what's it called when you have a bit of a...
Tiny bit of stubble.
Stubble around your mouth, over your lip and under your... And on your chin.
Yeah.
What's that called again? If it was a big...
A beard. I don't know.
If it was hairy, what are they called?
No, it is a mustache. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it looks good.
Just for you listening, because this is radio, I do not have a goatee. Just making sure people know that.
Go forth into the weekend with confidence. Woo! Looking lovely. The golden ticket is on the way next. It's been with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Morning. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Woo! You know how sad it makes me that we talk every day on this show about how we're dying to give away the Summer of Dreams Sea Sessions tickets, Longitude tickets and Electric Picnic tickets all in one prize. I don't even have the tickets for these.
No.
And it's like so hard to be like, I don't know.
I can't believe, I'm shocked at you for not having sorted that last year. Getting
no.
your tickets for this.
I know. Listen, Dave,
I don't want to talk about it.
We have the ultimate summer prize to give away on Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket. We've been telling you about this for a while now and we really are under pressure, I guess, to give this away.
We really are.
The first of the three we want to give you.
Sea Sessions, yeah.
Kicks off on the 21st of June, which is only three Fridays from now.
And then literally only like a week later, you've got Longitude on the 29th in Marley Park. And then a couple of weeks after that, you got Electric Picnic in Stradbally the 16th to the 18th of August. This needs to go. It's high time.
Yeah. And then obviously, so a pair of tickets for you and a friend to give away on the show this morning. We're hoping to, as we always do. We always have such positive vibes going into this. Neil, what's the crack with you and how's your morning going?
Oh, just getting ready. I'm working from home, so already in the pyjamas for the day.
Yeah, I was thinking, what are you getting ready for?
Are you one of those people who changes into fresh pyjamas for the working from home?
Exactly.
Yeah. Night pyjamas, working pyjamas.
I like
That's
it.
The dream.
What do you do, Neil?
I'm a QA, so I just make sure mobile apps work all day.
QA? What does that mean? What's that, what does QA stand
quality
for?
Quality assurance.
Ah, okay, yeah. Very good.
Very good. Nice one. Okay, very good. We would like to get you out of the house for the summer, though. Do you normally go to festivals, Neil?
No, I've never been to a festival before, so I'm actually like really hoping I win, so I get to go. Normally just like a gig here or there, you know?
Yeah. So, okay, so out of the three of them, we got C-Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic. Do you know the lineup of each? Like, what would you be mainly looking for?
I'd say EP, just because I know like more acts on that one.
No, but I can. Like, Calvin Harris.
I would look forward to see sessions because Cian DeCrow is on it.
Oh, yeah. Like, and he's playing St. Anne's Park tonight, I think, as well,
he is.
I would have loved to be going to that. But, yeah, Electric Picnic looks sick. You got Noah Kahan, Calvin, Tom Grennan, Kylie, Ray. It looks unbelievable. Right, Neil, let's see if we can get you there. This is Emma David Ashling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs you have to guess?
Five.
That's it. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Neil.
Cool.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Palmerstown.
Very nice. Neil from Palmerstown, 25 seconds on the clock.
Good
the
luck,
very
Neil.
Best of luck. We're rooting for you. Song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Too Sweet Hosier.
Stop the clock immediately. That was brilliant.
I love the way you said that. The delivery was fantastic, Neil. Well done. You got that in even less than 4 seconds. 21 seconds on the clock. 4 songs to go and you have your swap.
Let's keep it going. I like this momentum. Song two plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Let's make tonight the weekend.
I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait, Dave. Get it.
Stop the clock.
Well done, you king.
Beautiful. Okay.
Nicely done. Well delivered again. We're down 15 seconds. That one cost you slightly more time. But we've 3 songs to go. 5 songs, per, 5 seconds per song, if you want to do it that way, I guess. The perfect average as we move forward.
The perfect average with a swap remaining. This is a good game, Neil. Let's go for song three and we'll be halfway there. Replacing 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Bar song, Shaboozy.
Stop the clock.
Neil!
In there, no messing, Neil.
I love that song.
It's great, isn't it?
And I love that his name is Shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
Okay, listen, you're flying it. You're class player. 11 seconds to go. You have your swap and 2 songs standing between you and this prize. So keep it up.
This is the last time you can use the swap. So keep that in mind. And let's go for song four. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. It's fine.
It's cool. Good luck, babe. Chappelle Rome.
Stop the clock.
Wow.
Can hear them heartbeats.
Oh man.
Oh, the nerves are going.
It's okay. Now, deep breaths. Don't let the nerves get you on the final hurdle. We have 1 song to go. You can't use your swap, and you have 5 seconds to play with.
So do not say the word swap because we cannot swap. All right, let's go for song 5 on Emma David Ashling's Golden Ticket.
Come on, Neil, please.
Song 5 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. When we dim the lights,
it's just you and I. We can you and I, Navo.
Yeah! Ticket to 3 of the biggest music festivals this summer.
Oh, I'm delighted. Yes, my heart is going 90.
Oh my God, are you on the verge of passing out?
Shaking like mad now.
Neil, you're going to see sessions, then you're going to Longitude, and then you're going to the sold out Electric
Picnic. Oh my God, Neil, you had 0.424 seconds left on the clock.
Oh God.
Neil.
Oh my God, Neil, congratulations. Yes. That is unbelievable. Where are you right now? What are you're at home, right?
Right, in your pajamas.
I'm pacing up and down the apartment trying to calm down.
Oh my God, Neil, I love you. You're going to have the summer of dreams. You're literally going to have the best summer ever. Please go and immerse yourself.
Yes.
Get the wellies on.
For someone who's never gone to a festival before.
Man.
And you're going to 3 this summer. That
you're
is unbelievable.
You're
going to
be the biggest festival hunt by September. You mark my words.
I'll send all the photos in to you guys.
Please
if
do,
If you need
Neil.
Any advice on how to prep or pack, DM me at any stage. I'll hopefully see you there. Any ideas on who you might bring to any or all of these?
It has to be my girlfriend.
And is she a festival goer?
Yeah.
Oh my God, lads, you're going to have such good crack. So you need to organise yourself a little bit now. C-Sessions kicks off on the 21st of June. Then you're looking ahead to Longitude and this will roll all the way through, keeping you going the 16th to 18th of August. I urge you to start getting onto the boss now and start getting your time off. You're probably Mondays off.
Dead right. Couple of Mondays.
Neil, I'm so happy for you. What a player.
Well done, Neil. Congratulations.
So much,
well deserved. Enjoy the summer and have a great rest of your weekend.
Stay in touch with us, okay?
Perfect. Will do. Will do.
Good luck,
Neil.
Bye.
Bye.
Good luck.
Unbelievable. What an adrenaline rush for Friday. I'm so thrilled for him.
And isn't it great that it went when Aisling is off?
I know.
We did it again.
Second time I think Aisling has missed a golden ticket winner.
I think it is. However, we have
some news.
Yeah, we'll tell you this much, right? Yeah. We have been annoying your absolute head with this game for the last basically 2 years. Every single day at 8:10 we've played Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket. We've decided it's going to go on a bit of a summer holiday.
It is. Yeah.
A bit of
Can we all now together now, everyone together in the car, say bye-bye to the golden ticket.
See you later.
We'll see you in September. Bye-bye. See you later.
Look, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
There
we'll
are
be back
some
with a bang
on,
in September.
There are some people on. Robbie said, well done, Neil. Great game. John said, what a player. Best I've heard. Legend. Craig said, best player ever.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He was made for this game. Where has he been for the last 2 years?
Honestly, where has he been?
I want to know.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, so mutual. Are we all saying bye-bye?
See you later, golden ticket. See you in September.
See you. Have a good break. Bye-bye. Hopefully new music will be released between now and then so we're not repeating all the same songs all the time. Bye-bye. Here's David Guetta and One Republic and I Don't
Congrats,
Want to
Neil.
Well done, Neil. You'll kiss this thing
that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Not Horan's Heaven on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. In case you just joined us, we just gave away the golden ticket to the fabulous player, Neil. And if you're sitting there going, raging. Well, Michaela has Longitude tickets to give away between now and Longitude itself. So make sure to stick with Spin after 10 for your chance to win.
Yeah, but if you wanted to let your picnic tickets, you're too late. Okay, they're gone.
Okay, so in the next couple of weeks, I will probably sound a little bit different on air as I'm getting some Invisalign fitted. And I've been nervous about this for a while because naturally I use my voice for my job.
Yes.
And I remember years and years ago when I was a teenager wearing a retainer for a while and finding it quite hard to speak.
It's very hard to speak with a retainer in.
In class, I remember it was during my school days and having to like read out loud and it was a bit embarrassing. It takes you a while to get used to it.
Yeah.
And obviously after a while, you do get into it. You do get used to it and you do adapt. But
so are you going to start to sound like Stacey from Zoe 101?
I don't know what's going to happen because I did say to them when I was chatting to them like last week at an appointment, I was like, what kind of impact would it have if for 3 hours a day, as in between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m,
yeah,
if I took them out? And they went, oh no, that's not how this works, hon. You can't do that. Like,
okay,
if they're in, they're in. You can literally take them out for eating. And
oh, you can take them out, okay,
when you're eating,
right,
like for a few minutes and then put them back in immediately. Like,
I
think
know that.
The idea is, say you're going away for the weekend and you forgot them, you've set yourself back massively there,
right?
Like,
okay,
I don't know, I'm not a
dangerous
dentist,
that you can,
like,
take them out. I didn't know that. I thought, because I had braces before and I thought you could just eat them as like eat, because you don't take the braces off.
Yeah, sure, but this is obviously Invisalign, so it's a little bit different.
Right, I don't
it's
know
like,
what that is. Yeah.
Invisalign's like kind of like a glorified gum shield. That's
okay,
true. You
very
know,
good.
They need to stay in. So naturally, I'm a little bit concerned about this, mm-hmm, because we do the show every day. So I noticed in the office this morning,
so you're taking the
desk,
summer off, are you?
See yous. There was a game of Speak Out. Have you ever played Speak Out?
No. What is that?
Speak Out's a really fun. Like, it would be sold in the board game section, but it's not. It's not a board game. It's just a funny, silly game where there's like a mouthpiece you put in your mouth, and then say for example we'd be on a team together,
okay,
and I pick up a card and I have to try and say what's on the card and you have to guess it correctly based on me trying to say it terribly with this mouthpiece in.
Oh, you have something in your mouth, of course. Okay,
so I decided for the weekend they're going to take the game of Speak Out home, just wear it around the house, try
see
and
how
learn
you feel
how to speak, so, and train myself ahead of the Invisalign going in for
so
the show.
This thing looks like, do you know when you go to the dentist and they put stuff in your mouth so they can stick a load of pipes, you know, in,
yeah,
there to like clean and suck things
I
out.
I actually had something very similar to this in my mouth last week. Now it was metal, but it kind of pulls back. So if your mouth is open, it pulls back your cheeks.
Yes.
So they can really go in there at the back.
Okay,
so
right, go on,
I
stick
think
it
it's
in.
It's really important that, you know, we keep up the professionalism on the show. So I need to do a bit of practice. I'm going to shove this in now.
Yeah.
This way, yeah.
No, other way, I'd say.
That's right.
Is it that way?
Yeah, this is it now. Oh, Jesus. It's like very sexy, don't
I? I really don't think that. Yeah. Is that definitely the way, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You look terrified.
Thanks, honey. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. It's actually, I need Vaseline.
This is going to be a good video, Calla.
Oh, no, don't put this on Instagram. Don't put this on Instagram. Okay, so number...
What's she saying? Put this on Instagram,
don't,
I think.
Don't. So number one, Dave, I need you to tell me what I'm saying, okay?
Okay.
Pinch me on the back of my neck.
That sounded like Irish. Say it again.
Pinch me on the back of my neck.
Finvashnik neck. Finvashnik neck.
Pinch me on the back of my neck.
It's really funny because I knew what you were saying from the first one. Pinch me on the back of my neck.
Yes, okay, good. Okay, this one's... Okay. Ross's Love Free Donuts.
Ross's Love Free Donuts.
Ross's. Ross's. Ross is like Nick.
Nosses.
Rosses.
Rosses. Damn it. What does it say? Bosses love free donuts. Oh, sorry. Bosses.
Yeah, yeah.
Bosses,
like Nick, like
bosses
Nick.
Love free donuts.
Liars wear suits to bed.
Liars wear suits to bed.
Yay!
That's a weird one.
Strange, strange. Turtle is my favorite smell.
Turtle is my favorite smell.
Fertile.
Fertile is my favorite smell.
Turtle. You know
it. I haven't a clue.
Purple.
Purple. This is, that's not, it says purple is my favourite smell. That's okay. Ridiculous. Go on.
Finally, this is not going well. Museum of Frying Hands.
Museum of Shiny Hands.
No. Museum of Frying Hands.
Fans. Museum of Frying Pans.
Yeah! Yeah! Oh my god, ouch. Oh lads, I'm doomed.
Oh my show,
maybe,
god.
I should take the summer off. I don't know.
I am in so much pain for laughing.
Anyone want a job for the summer? Oh lads, I have a lot of work to do with that across the weekend. God help us all.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Beyonce and Riley. Cyrus.
Beyonce, Miley Cyrus.
Two Most Wanted.
Two Most Wanted.
And Sin. Sin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
On 98FM.
In case you're wondering what's going on, I'm getting braces in the next couple of weeks. I asked the dentist, come here, what's the crack? Can I like take out the Invisalign while I'm on the show? And they were like, oh no, honey, we need to wear them all the time apart from when you're...
eating.
Apart from when you're eating. So I've decided I'm going to use that game, Speak Out, where you have to put this little thing in your mouth to practice how to pronounce words when my mouth's going to feel very different. And Dave, I was just trying to practice with Dave there in case you don't know what's going on.
Turtle is my favourite smell.
Turtle is my favourite smell.
Turtle.
voice note in.
Dave, how do you not know?
Yeah, Dave, come on.
I don't mean that. I don't understand him.
That's ridiculous, Dave.
Very good.
Up your game. It's all ahead of you. Do your practice.
It's going to be a long summer. Good morning. Like many of us, I have friends who are over in Australia and for some reason they just will not come back.
I know, it's very annoying.
The only reason to really stay in touch with them is through Instagram. One of my friends who's in Australia right now is a girl called Shauna. And she put up on her Instagram and on her close friend story the other day. I'm going to air these close friend stories. Sorry, Shauna. But basically, she put up on her close friend's story a little bit of a dilemma that she was having. And I messaged her and I was like, tell me all about this dilemma and I will try and help you out. So basically what's going on in Shauna's life is this.
This guy at work, now he's a lovely guy, like he keeps buying me coffees. Like it's been happening, like it happened before a while ago and it kind of fizzled out. But it started again last week. And I think, like, he came over and he remembered and he asked, he was like, oh, do you still drink an iced vanilla latte? And I was like, oh, yeah, all year round, hot or cold, doesn't matter. I love an iced coffee. Not, like, expecting anything or whatever. And then the next morning, he had an iced vanilla latte sitting on my desk. And I was like, oh, my God, you shouldn't have, like, oh, next time I'm in the cafe, like, I'll buy you one back. Like, what do you drink? He was like a long black and I was like, oh, next one's on me or whatever. So I bought him one like a couple of days later when I was in the cafe because I don't normally go to get a coffee before work. I usually just make one at home. And then I bought him one back. And then the next two mornings, he got me a coffee, but it was a hot vanilla latte. And then I'm like, oh, damn it. Like, what do I do? Like, how do I tell him that I don't want him buying more coffees for me because I don't generally go get them myself, nor... do I drink hot ones? I also don't want to sound very ungrateful because I know it's a lovely gesture that he's doing.
Okay.
I don't think she's coming across as ungrateful at all. I think she doesn't drink hot coffee. And so she's like, what am I going to do with this?
She threw him, I think, by saying, I drink it, hot or cold, I love the vanilla.
But what she means is she drinks an iced coffee, whether it's hot or cold in the
outside.
Weather. Yeah. Oh. She means no matter the weather, she drinks an iced cold coffee. But maybe that's where the confusion is. Hot or cold, vanilla latte, iced.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he maybe thought, oh, grand, she can have a vanilla. I didn't even know you could have a vanilla latte hot. That sounds gross to me.
Yeah, it does sound gross.
This is Shauna's dilemma at the moment. So what I'm curious is, what do you think? 087-711-103. Should Shauna speak out or should she drink up? Because she either has to stop this coffee thing by speaking out and saying, look, I don't want this coffee. But how do you say that? Or does she just not say a thing and drink up?
She's stuck in rounds for the rest of her life with this man.
Exactly. WhatsApp voice notes are very much welcome. 087-711-103. Help my mate Shauna out, because I know Shauna. She's an anxious wreck now just thinking about this.
Going into work. What time is it in Australia now? Evening time.
So
I think she's listening in, taking advice. Is she?
I'd imagine live, so. Yes.
Live. And she's in a safe space being on the other side of the world. So this
Yeah, someone from Sydney is going to be listening in.
So the question is,
should Shauna speak out or drink up? If she'd speak out, what should she say? 087-711-1038.
Speaking of coffee, here is Sabrina Carpenter. This is Espresso here on Spin. Good morning.
Good morning and good evening if you're listening in Australia. The reason being is because my mate is over in Australia. She put up on her close friend's story the other day. How do you get someone to stop buying you coffees? And I was like, what the hell is going on? She sent me a voice note, and basically what she said is that this guy in her work keeps buying her coffee that she doesn't drink. It's the wrong coffee. She asked one day for a vanilla iced latte. He got her that, and then the next day he came in with the same coffee, and the next day the same coffee, but it was hot, and she doesn't drink hot coffees.
Yeah, yeah.
She has no idea what to say to him to actually get him to stop buying coffees, because she's in
kind
too
of,
deep now.
After getting locked into a round situation without her kind of full on consent, even though like he's trying to be nice, it's just a bit awkward.
And this is the thing, she's saying she doesn't want to come across as ungrateful or anything, which I don't think she is. She's just kind of in a little bit of an awkward situation. Someone actually said, hi guys, lots of us listening in Australia, Jonathan and Perth. Thanks, John and Perth. Appreciate
thank you. Speak out or drink up was Dave's question. What do you think, Danielle?
Speak out, but to make it not awkward, she should say that she's on a cleanse and she's not drinking caffeine for the foreseeable future.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's
an excellent shout, but you can just never be caught in his line of sight with any caffeine.
This is the only thing. Yeah, she can't get caught with light caffeine.
Do you know what she should do? She should like just fill up her Stanley cup or something, or the Mox with coffee, and then just like, I'm just really on the water at the moment.
Oh, God.
That's a good shout.
Yeah, he can't see through the Stanleys, so, you know.
What if he starts getting her decafs?
Oh, God, okay. Then she needs to, like, look into this guy a little bit more.
All right, Danielle, love it. Thank you, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye. Do we think he fancies her? Is that even
a question? No, I don't think it's that.
Not
I
like
actually
that.
Don't think it's that
cool.
at all.
Callum, producer Callum.
I do something on a Tuesday in this office. I call it Smoothie Tuesday.
Smoothie Tuesday.
Yeah, it's myself and David Ashling are never included in this.
I just ask. I have no interest.
It's neither here nor there.
It's where I go out and I ask if anyone wants smoothies, because I'm going to get a smoothie and then I will buy other people smoothies and they will revolute me the money. It's a very consensual thing.
Yes.
Here. But what I do during Smoothie Tuesday that she might be able to use in this coffee situation is I deliver then the coffees, the smoothies to everyone who has participated in Smoothie Tuesday.
Yeah.
So if someone has got a Monkey Moo, I will go over and there's a Monkey Moo for you.
Yes.
Yada, yada, yada. And then when I'm on the last one, it's normally Gav who sits next to me and we normally have the same drink, a strawberry sunrise. So I go, a strawberry sunrise for Gav and a strawberry sunrise for me.
Ah.
So if she is going to deliver the coffee to your man who keeps buying her coffees, say he orders a cappuccino, you can give him the cappuccino and go, a cappuccino for you, an iced vanilla latte for me. So I'm a speak up but kind of passive aggressive.
Yeah, you're putting it into their mind subconsciously.
Yeah,
I think that's very, very clever.
Yeah.
A really, really cold one for me.
Oh, I just love the ice.
I'd take it either whether it was the hot outside or cold outside. I love an iced vanilla latte.
It has to be ice. Just wakes my mouth up in the morning. Speak up or drink up. What are you saying, Jenny?
I think she should just quit the whole job.
That's a bit extreme.
Just pack it in.
It's like when you see a spider in the house, you're like, burn the house down. Burn it down.
Yeah, burn it to the ground. It's too awkward. Just leave.
So if you were in this position, you honestly would be straight on LinkedIn looking for gigs, yeah?
I'd probably quit for less, honestly.
So you don't think she can say anything, no?
I don't know. It's too awkward.
It is really awkward, isn't it? It's so awkward. What do you do?
I just never say anything.
Imagine if you were the person who was actually given the coffees and someone came up to you and was like, by the way, will you please stop buying me coffees because I don't like them?
No, I'd hate that.
You'd actually wouldn't you? Stop. You'd die.
Yeah, no, it'd be way too embarrassing.
So the only answer here is to leave the job, you're saying, Jenny?
She has to leave the job.
Okay, Perfect. Maybe even, do you know what? Leave the continent. Come back to Ireland.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave Australia.
That's a better option.
Yeah, that's a way better option.
I get you, girl. Thank you.
See you later.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
See you, bye.
Bye, bye. So what would you do in this situation? We'd love to hear from you. 087-711-103. Your voice notes.
Speak out or drink up. Yeah, what do you think?
Voice notice on 087-711-1038. Speak up or drink up.
This morning we're asking you a very simple question. Speak out or drink up. The reason for this is because my mate Shauna, who lives in Australia, she's working in this place and this guy keeps buying her coffee and she doesn't like the coffee that he keeps buying her. Mm. She likes iced coffee and he keeps buying her hot coffee and she doesn't know whether to say anything or just say nothing. Because it's kind of in quite far now.
And then I think as well, if it was from my point of view, I'd be like, I owe this person so much money and I don't want to be in debt to someone when I don't even want this coffee in the first place.
Yes, you know exactly.
What I mean? Maria was in touch.
I think she should just keep taking the coffees. Just keep taking them. Drink, drink, drink. Don't buy him back any coffee. Don't get him one.
Oh.
Just keep smiling, saying thanks. And then eventually he'll get fed up or he'll ask her out. And then when he asks her out, she can just be like, no. And then, oh my God, is that why you've been buying me coffee? Oh, you don't have to buy me coffee anymore. Really sorry. And that's how she gets out of it. But in the meantime, just enjoy the free coffee.
Right. Okay, she doesn't like the coffee, first of all. And I'm pretty sure this dude is quite old. I don't think he fancies Shauna.
Oh,
I think he's just saying, oh, he's just being nice, like.
I think, Maria, I wish I had your energy, girl.
If she has to wait until he asks her out, she might be waiting a while.
Drink.
There's a hell of a lot of coffee.
It gives me like Sabrina Carpenter vibe, you know, that kind of cheeky, kind of tongue-in-cheek. Like, thanks so much again. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, it seems that the general consensus, Shauna, is either to quit your job, or
move back to Ireland.
Move back to Ireland, or to actually just decide to tell him that you're going on a cleanse, no more coffee.
Yeah.
You can't do this to yourself anymore.
It makes me quite anxious this
and
morning.
And just make sure you're not seen drinking coffee.
Ever. Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of a terrible situation either way.
It's really, really bad.
Really glad we can help you this morning, Shauna.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Busy time in cinemas because Bad Boys, Ride or Die, it's in cinemas right now. And we've been celebrating all this week on the show with a massive prize. We know that later today, somebody who's qualified in the show this week is going to win a trip to Miami. It's such a fabulous prize and something to look forward to. I'm already so jealous but delighted for whoever wins this later on.
It's insane. If you don't know, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back for Bad Boys, Ride or Die in the basically screen event of the summer, big screen event of the summer with high octane car chases, explosions, shootouts and the duo's legendary comedic banter. We've been giving away one for all vouchers, €400 worth every single day this week. Today is the day that €2,000 travel voucher delivered in Miami is going to one of our four qualifiers.
So
we gotta get that fourth qualifier though.
We do indeed. You've been picking up that Ride or Die keyword on Steve K's show. He's here from 3 p.m. each day on Spin and you've been sending it over to us in the morning time. So let's see how we get on this morning. Karen, how are you?
Good. I'm just at been listening to you and hear us. I can feel they're going to ring me today. That's mad.
Did you have that feeling?
I love that. Do you ever feel like you're magic when you predict something that's going to happen?
You've got a sixth sense, Karen.
What did that feel?
It doesn't happen for the cash call.
Yeah, I know.
What does that feeling feel like? Is it in your fingers, in your toes, in your belly? What was it?
No, I just kind of, a quote come up on my phone then and said, breathe and relax. And I did. And I went, I think they're going to ring me. And then you said,
very cool.
Wow, mystic, Karen.
I like that. Karen, what's the plan for the day?
Well, I'm in work till 3.
What do you do?
And I work in O'Neill Sportswear on the Walkinstown Avenue.
Oh, very nice.
So
okay.
Do you start early then? Or it's nice?
Half eight to three on a Friday, full time, Monday to Thursday.
Tell me this. Do you have any?
Feels like a half day.
Do you have any tennis shoes in there?
I couldn't tell you because I work in the offices.
Okay. I don't think O'Neill's
I don't think we do tennis shoes.
O'Neill's
sorry, Dave.
Tennis
okay,
shoes.
That's all right.
Right.
Listen, it's good to know these
it's only
things.
The manly gas stuff, isn't it, O'Neill?
Have
you ever been to Miami, Karen?
Once.
Where are you?
Just passing through to get on a cruise, in 2018.
Very didn't nice. You get out for a walk around? Or did you just have like a quick few
hours there? No, we did. It was fab. Yeah, all the fancy cars and the rich people, you know, how the other half lives.
Very nice. Let's see if we can get you in that draw to win that trip. You got a...
Oh, brilliant.
We got a secret code word from Steve K yesterday on his show. What is that secret key phrase?
Flamingo.
Flamingo.
The Ride or Die keyword.
Is absolutely
flamingo!
Correct.
Yay!
Well done, Karen. You have just won yourself.
God, you've just made my day. Thanks very
You're
much,
very
guys.
Welcome. €400 one for all voucher is on the way to you, and you are in that draw for later on to win that trip to Miami with that €2,000 travel voucher. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Thanks, guys. And I love the show. He's making me laugh every morning stuck in the traffic because I live in Kildare. So
you've a long
I'm sitting laughing, which is all the way in.
I love it. Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, Emma and Dave. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Karen, an M50 warrior. Big fan.
Love her.
So this week, Lauren, Kira, Jonathan and Karen, that's our four qualifiers in that draw. We're going to make that call later on today. Someone's going to win that big trip to Miami. Ooh. We'll fill you in on Monday and keep an eye on our socials as well at Official Spin 103.8.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I want to bring you back to a couple of months ago when I went to a spa day for the very first time. A spa just in general, I've never been to one. It was down the country somewhere and I just hated it.
You did have a nice time.
I just hated it and I didn't see the point of them at all.
I can tell you exactly when that was, right?
Go on.
You went on that spa break, I think it was around the 13th of January.
Right, okay. Interesting.
I'll tell you why. You came on the show, you're just going to express that you had a miserable time. You found it kind of boring.
So boring. I felt like I went into the spa, and by the way, first off, it was just bad vibes because they were like, you see them slippers that we gave you in your hotel room? Yeah, you need flip-flops in here. You can't wear the slippers. And I was like, okay. And they were like, you can buy flip-flops here at the reception or whatever. So I was like, right, I have to do that. Great. And then the other thing was like, I know, by the way, it sounds incredibly privileged. I go to a spa, didn't have a great time, but I'm just saying spas suck. They're just not great. But I went and they were like, oh, and go and relax in the pool now. And I got into the pool, it was freezing. And then the only way to go into the nice warm pool is you have to go outside. But it was like the depths of winter. So you had to walk outside in basically the nip, like in your, your jocks or in your swimming togs and go into the warm pool. I remember the steam room had half the door missing, so all the steam was going out of the place. You couldn't get any.
It sounds like you went to a kip, to be honest.
Honestly, it was terrible. Yeah. It was just a bunch of people sitting in a steamy room. Like, you know what I mean? It was you're getting nothing out of it. Crap place.
Not reflective of a good spa experience.
No, not at all.
So, back on the 13th of January, I got a message from a spa called Unique Day Spa that are based in Ballymount.
Yeah.
Saying, Emma, we were listening to the show this morning. We heard Dave had a shy time at a spa. We'd love to invite you and the gang to come and check out our spa. Yeah. Okay? So obviously I was like, woohoo!
Four months ago. It took me a lot of convincing to actually say yes to this.
6 months ago. It's been a while in the running and obviously it's just hard to nail down dates with everyone. We were trying to wait for a date that worked for me, Dave and Aisling. Sorry, Ash, we just gave up.
Impossible.
And we're like, look, we're moving on
with
our lives. So she's obviously away on her holidays this week. So tomorrow, myself, my friend Dave and his friend are heading out to Unique Day Spa in Ballymount. And I just want to tell you what you can expect, okay? Because it's very exciting and you're going to love
it. I'm just not looking forward to it at all.
Tonight we have our spin summer work party.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, just think of the detox.
Okay.
Oh, anything that's left in your body from tonight's going to be gone pretty quickly because you'll just be relaxing in the sauna, in the steam room that I'm sure has full doors.
Oh,
really?
Oh, that
exciting.
Sounds now a full-doored steam room.
Full-doored steam room.
Oh, that sounds like heaven.
You're going to be fresh as a daisy when you come out of this, okay?
Will I?
You can go to the jacuzzi.
Oh, yeah.
And then after the jacuzzi, if you just want to have a little lie down after your late night tonight, there's loungers right beside the jacuzzi.
And the jacuzzi's not outside in the freezing cold.
No. Nice little lounger. They also say they'll provide a drink for you if you'd like one. That's your call,
a drink?
Obviously.
Oh, yeah. I'm not driving. Yeah. Ben's driving, so.
You can also float. There's nothing nicer than feeling like you weigh zero when you can float in the salt room.
I have always wanted to try one of these.
Yeah, you're going to be floating.
Oh, my God.
And it's really good for your skin as well.
This already sounds so much better than any spa I've ever heard.
A hot tub room. There's a whole room of just hot tubs. Yeah.
My dream.
So that's all ahead of you, but also...
Oh, no.
I think you need to prepare yourself for some things, David, because I think there's certain things about a spa that you really need to be versed on. I don't believe you got a full massage last time you went to a spa, did you?
Oh, God, no. The thought of someone touching me, no.
You don't like being touched?
No.
At all. Okay. Well, prepare yourself for some... The elbow grease going right down below your shoulder blades.
Oh, God.
Discovering a knot you didn't even know existed. Wriggling it and untangling it with someone's elbow right in under that shoulder blade.
Oh, my God.
I also know for a fact you love being naked in front of random people, don't you?
Yeah, no, not
like
a big...
favourite thing to do.
Not a big fan of that, no.
So you'll be told, okay, so I'm going to leave the room now and see that little towel. If you just kind of cover, your
would
bum...
Would you stop?
Your bum cheeks with that, and then I'll come back in and I'll get
I'm
started.
I'm having a panic attack now. So and you're, just the thought
so
of
you're
this.
Lying there in your most vulnerable state with your little bum in the air, but covered by a towel, with your face down through the hole looking at the ground, and you hear them come in saying, now are you ready to get started? started. I just sit there with your little bum in the ear.
Oh, God.
Now, another thing I know you love doing, you've just said that, you love people touching your feet.
Oh, yeah. God, isn't it wonderful?
Oh, they'll be playing with your little piggies. We're going to love it. And finally, I know for a fact one of your favourite things is people standing on your back.
Yeah, dear God, it's so fun.
You love it. It is all ahead of you. Updates to follow on Monday's show.
Interesting spot, Ballymount.
I can't wait. Two important in business.
One more tune.
To
always
attend
forget.
To. One more tune.
For God's sake, one more tune. Every week you forget.
Once a week, myself, Dave and Ash, we go head-to-head on One More Tune. We all have very different music tastes. You get the song behind the song that you love the most and want to play in full to close the show. We all get very competitive about this naturally, but that's not your problem. That is ours. Your only job is to vote for the song you want to hear in full, whether that be my choice, Dave's choice, or Ashling's choice. It's Leaving Cert Week and Junior Cert Week, and the exams are underway. This song brings me right back to my Leaving Cert in a good way, because it's a banger. That, of course, is Jay-Z and Kanye's Paris. If you want to hear that in full, an absolute cracker to launch the weekend, it's Emma in a WhatsApp now, please, to 087 711 1038.
As we were saying, I always go for a little bit of an emo vibe. I think this girl is emo vibe. Don't kill me for going for a little bit of a different genre. I've gone for this one. I got that summertime. Lana Del Rey is emo, I think. If you would like to hear Summertime Sadness, then it's Dave in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038. Has Aisling left us a voice note?
She has, of course.
Coming to you from sunny Sicily, I have gone for this. It's cheesy, it's nostalgic, it's an absolute banger. It's Kesha and Pitbull and Timber. If you want to start your weekend off right, a vote for Aisling is the way to go. 087 711 1038.
So she phoned it in, didn't she? That choice. That is boring, Ash. That is not like you at all.
Emma, Dave, or Aisling in a WhatsApp. I'm going for Jay-Z and Kanye and Paris. That is Emma in a WhatsApp, please, and thank
I've
you.
Gone for Lana Del Rey and Summertime Sadness. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
Aisling is going for Pitbull and Kesha and Timber.
Boring.
Emma, Dave, or Aisling to 087 711 1038. Get in touch now.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Friday morning, time to hand over to our producer, Callum.
No.
I know.
No.
A public roasting on a Friday. It means it's Friday.
That's
you
true.
Know?
That's
you'd
be surprised.
Know?
It's been a short week, only 4 days, and I've still enough worse bits to keep us going. What a short week it's been. A new Hunger Games book and film is in the works. Mm. Just dropped yesterday.
Woo.
I
yeah.
know. It's going to be amazing. We gave away the golden ticket earlier.
Woo! And.
Oh, here
it's
we go.
It's only 20 days until Taylor Swift plays her
go.
First gig in the Aviva. It's her first gig in the UK tonight in Bonnie, Scotland and Edinburgh. So she's getting closer.
She is very close.
In touching distance. But it can't all be good things.
Why
I
not?
Welcome you to the worst bits of the week. I'm actually really worried about when Taylor Swift does come here. What am I going to talk
what
about?
What are you going to do?
Emma was telling us about a family holiday that she's got going on with her very large family next week. And she told us so many people that I had to speed up the amount of people going on holiday for brevity.
Me, my mom, my dad, Katie, Jim, my friend Niall, my sister Laura, her husband Dave, their kids Florence, Will, Dave's brother Owen, their parents Paddy and Breed, their sister Amy and her boyfriend Sean, my cousin Patricia, Eva, my aunt Joan, and my granddad Paddy live there full time.
Oh, stressful.
Oh, wasn't there another Paddy?
There was two Paddies. Yeah.
Two Paddies. I don't think I know that many people.
Yeah.
So many people. With all the commotion over Emma's family holiday, Dave forgot the word for nephew.
Florence, yeah. Your niece, and Will, your uncle, no. You're, what's the opposite?
Nephew.
That one.
I enjoyed that a lot. Very good.
I do get confused there as well. Yeah. This seems to be a very new popular phrase on the show that has crept in a lot this week that you're probably not aware about.
I've never heard. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, it is high time we gave away this incredible prize.
I did notice this.
Girl, it's high time we changed
it
that. I decided it's high time.
This needs to go. It's high time.
8:10. It is high time we got you sorted. Do you know what that's based on? Do you remember last week Dave's confusion because he was calling it high tide?
I thought it was high tide because the tide gets high like Atomic Kitten.
Yeah.
And it was more of a coincidence. So I was like, they're saying the word high time a lot.
Okay, that's on a ban for next week.
Well, we've got no golden tickets.
Yeah, we've got no golden tickets. Yeah. So.
It's high time we come up with another game. And finally, we have to hear this again. It's what Emma potentially will sound like with braces.
A museum of frying pans. Purple is my favourite snack. Glasses love free donuts. Pinch me on the back of my neck.
Purple! I beg you, Callum, if you've ever, ever tolerated me for a moment, please don't put those videos on Instagram.
Do it.
Please.
They're going up this afternoon. Oh, no. I have been producer Callum and they have been the worst bits of this week.
Thank you. Ash will be back with us on the show on Monday.
Oh, thank God, it's been very dry without her.
Thanks, Dave. You're so kind to me. Thank you. That's very nice
of you.
It's
weird looking at you in the eye so much.
Okay.
When Ash is here, I have 2 years to look in the eye.
I get you. That is just about it from us. We will catch you back here Monday morning when you wake up from 7 a.m. In the meantime, producer Callum has the results of one more tune.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. I can say in joint second with 31.5% was Emma and Aisling.
Oh,
so Dave wins with 37.
It was very close. Happy weekend.
Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday.
Good luck.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.